Australian share market had a pretty constructive session on Tuesday. The ASX 200 finished within sight of its best levels. It was up by 41 points, or just under 0.75% at the close. And the immediate contrast, obviously, is with the weaker performance that we saw yesterday in the aftermath of the Chinese trade data, which actually cast a pall over most equity markets in the last 24 hours. But today, regional markets in general were on a bit of an upswing. And part of the reason for that is that at the moment, when weaker figures coming out of China, they are accompanied by the conversation about whether or not they're going to be a catalyst for more stimulus or initiatives to support the economy on the part of the Chinese administration. So today we saw most sectors higher, obviously. Banks did quite well. The CBA was up by about 1%. Mining stocks also moved ahead. BHP Billiton was up by close to 1%. Energy stocks were higher, even though oil prices slipped by around 2% in the last day in response to that weaker trade number out of out of the United States. On a more stock-specific basis, Acero Resources stands out. It's been a beneficiary of some positive news flow in recent days. The graphite miner most recently has announced that they've started up operations in Mozambique. It's had a terrible couple of years, but today the stock was up by around 10%. O-Media, they are an outdoor advertising organisation, and today that stock was up by around 6% on news that one of their main competitors has withdrawn from a tender and that they are now in a better stead to have a favourable outcome on that front. Navitas, obviously, was one of the bigger improvers in the ASX 200 today. It's an education services provider and they have been a beneficiary of a renewed takeover bid. The stock was up by around 13%. Another mover on the day was an organisation called Hub24. They are an investment platform operator. They had a record inflow of funds over the course of the last quarter. Funds under administration are up by 46% over the course of the last year. Elsewhere, JP Morgan and Chase will be reporting numbers in the US reporting season tonight, so that's something to look forward to. And the UK Parliament votes on Brexit tonight. The Aussie dollar's firmer at 72.1 US cents.